Nick Van Exel is assistant coach of the Texas Legends. They are the Dallas Mavericks D-League affiliate, former teammate of Kobe Bryant's. In Kobe Bryant's early years, Nick Van Exel joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Nick, thanks so much for doing this, man.
Oh, no problem, no problem.
What are your thoughts? What were your thoughts when Kobe announced that this was going to be his final year, and maybe even your thoughts on the way he went about doing it?
Well, you know, honestly, me being in Kobe's position as far as being a player and getting towards the end, I probably thought he probably should have done it probably a little bit sooner, but I understand that, you know, our brain and our mental tells us we can, you know, continue to go at that high level. And our body, of course, doesn't let us do that. And, you know, when Kobe, I guess, you know, getting all the flack and realizing that he probably, you know, didn't have a championship team. And, you know, he was just exuding so much energy and it was just probably just draining him is when he just realized that, you know what, it's time for me to hang it up. And, you know, he had a great career. It was a great honor to play with him for 2 years. But, you know, he's definitely going down as one of the greatest players of all time.
Nick Van Exel's head coach of the Texas Legends, the D-League affiliate of the Dallas Mavericks. What was young Kobe like to play with as a teammate and as a guy on the court?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it kind of comes full circle. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when we had a team, well, our team, when Kobe first got there, I wouldn't say we were like 7-8 years in the league. We were still kind of young, but a few of us have been through those wars already. And, you know, we kind of understood it a little bit better than Kobe did at that time. And, you know, we don't think Kobe was ready to play his first, you know, couple years in the league, but he was a great player. We already knew that. But for the NBA, he wasn't ready. So he needed those couple years to develop. And when you look at his team now, he gets frustrated at the young players. So, you know, we sit back and are like, well, you know, that's kind of how we felt at the time, you know, because Kobe wasn't ready, but we knew that he was going to be a special player. There was no doubt about that. And, you know, this thing just comes full circle, man. And it's, you know, and that's what it is for Kobe right now.
You know, Nick, Howard Beck made the point that, you know, a lot of people kind of view Kobe as a guy who developed a bit of an edge as he got older and compared to a guy who came in, you know, as you say, he came as a teenager. He was a young guy. He had a lot thrown on his plate. Did he undergo, you know, what explained the change in him from your point of view? And was it much of a change? Or, Nick, was it just, you know what, a defense mechanism that you normally throw up when, you know, you're the alpha dog in a big market and a big team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when Kobe first came into the league, he was already cocky. Mm-hmm. You know, he had his thing was he was the best one-on-one player in the league. And, you know, that's what he lived on. That's what he, you know, hung his shoes on. And honestly, he probably was. You know, I mean, he used to do us so bad in practice, it didn't make any sense. And when he got a chance to display it, you know, during game times, he did it, whether it was through the offense or whether it was just, you know, just straight one-on-one. And he's always been cocky. He's always had that swag, you know. And, you know, one thing about Kobe has just always kind of been to himself. Mm-hmm. You know, even coming in as a rookie, you know, we would go to cities and, you know, other guys would want to, you know, go hang out or whatever, and you wouldn't see Kobe until the morning bus. And that's just how he was. He was focused on basketball. He was committed to basketball. He wanted to be one of the greatest ever, and he treated it like that. So, you know, I give him all the credit in the world. You know, his swag, his demeanor, I don't think he changed at all. I just think he got better and better and better because of the hard work he put into it. And, you know, when you're good at something and you feel that you're one of the greatest players, that's just automatic swag. Mm-hmm. It's automatic.
Nick, what of his of his skill set, of his athletic skills, what were the things that really stood out to you early in those years? Again, as you saw him as a teammate and probably had to play against him in practice, what was it that Kobe mm-hmm. did, or the skills that you were just, wow?
The skills that I was wild about was him being his size and being able to dribble like a point guard. You know, that was not, I wouldn't say unheard of, but it wasn't many players like that in the league at that time that can just flat out just give you the Tim Hardaway crossover, the Isaiah Thomas crossover. He was doing it at his size, and that made him so much harder to guard, because even then he kind of had like Jordan's cheating ways as far as getting by you, grabbing your arm, you know, the little tactics of getting to the basket. Kobe had that at a young age, and the ball handling definitely stood out for me.
So it sounds like you're almost saying that even at a young age, he had the mindset, the on-court mindset of a guy who'd had 5 or 6 years under his belt. If you're talking about being able to do some of the sneaky things, some of the underhanded things, mm-hmm. sounds like he came into the NBA almost older than he really was.
Oh, it was no question he came in older than he really was. Well, I know one advantage he got. I used to have a buddy of mine, and I'm from the Midwest area,
mm-hmm.
Right by Chicago, 45 minutes from Chicago, but I'm from Wisconsin. And I had a buddy who was, you know, diehard Bulls fan, and he taped everything Chicago, whether it was local news, I mean, just everything. So, you know, I would get these VHS tapes back in the day, and they were like 4 hours long, but all Michael Jordan, just flat out, just straight Michael Jordan clips. And so I would bring them on the plane. I used to have a bunch of highlight tapes of all kind of sports, football, boxing, all kind of sports. And I had two VHS tapes, 8 hours long, and I let Kobe borrow them. And I never got them back. and when you talk about it, it's things that people probably never seen of Michael Jordan. And I think Kobe just, he literally studied that. And everything that he did, that Michael Jordan did, you know, Kobe did. Way he walked, way he chewed his gum. And, you know, people used to always say, well, why is he copying MJ? Be his own man. I mean, if MJ was the greatest player of all time in basketball, why not copy one of the greatest, you know? I mean, that was just a no-brainer. And Kobe didn't care what people thought. You know, Kobe, you know, walked, talked, everything like MJ. And, you know, he patterned himself after one of the greatest players of all time. And to me, that's hard to do, because you got to have a talent, you got to have a skill set, and you got to have a mind willing to do that and willing to put up with criticism with people saying that you're not him and you're not this and you're not that. Kobe didn't care about that. Kobe's will was to win championships, and that was Michael Jordan's will, was to win championships and prove every night that I'm better than you, and both of those guys did it great.
Hey, Nick, how much of what we've seen from Kobe this year is a result of just time catching up to him, or the game itself maybe changing and maybe getting away from Kobe a bit?
I think it's more time more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's more time. I mean, we've all heard the saying, Father Time always wins. Father Time is always undefeated. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Kobe's had a great career, 20 years, and it's hard to play 20 years at that position. You know, it's easier for a big man to go 20 years at that position, but the way Kobe played has to use his speed, quickness, athletic ability. You know, these guys now, you know, DeRozan, LeBron, you know, these guys are athletic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about father time, nothing else. His mind, he's still one of the greatest. He probably can see the game just as great as anybody else that's out on the court right now. But, you know, it's just all about that body.